Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. Infowars.com, band.video. Go to InfowarsStore.com. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com to support us in everything that we do. Get yourself some Optimal Human, the incredible complete nutrient. It's a complete nutritional supplement. Mix it in with a smoothie or water. Tastes a little bit like black tea, but it's got everything you need. I mean, you could, I don't recommend this at all, but you could potentially, you know, like eat nothing but cardboard and take Optimal Human and still have all of the daily nutrients and vitamins, minerals that you need. It's just that powerful. So no matter how, like if you're a very healthy person, you eat healthily, you take care of yourself, you buy organic and avoid pesticides, well, get Optimal Human to just super power and turbocharge your health. Or if you're maybe not the most disciplined, like myself, I hate to admit, get Optimal Human to make up for your propensity to eat things that are sweet and salty and delicious like I do. So no matter where, you know, who you are or where you are at your health goals, Optimal Human can help you get there. Go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com and get yourself some Optimal Human. And while you're there, sign up to be a part of the Alex Jones VIP membership and you get actually a lot of money to spend on the store. You actually get more money in store credits than you do for the cost of the VIP membership. So go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. And by the way, Optimal Human does have a no questions asked return policy. So if you get Optimal Human and don't like it, which frankly ain't going to happen because it's fantastic stuff. But if for some reason you happen not to like it, you can return it. It really is no risk for you. No risk, all benefit. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and TheAlexJonesStore.com today. So let's keep talking about politics, and in particular, we are 2 weeks away from the election, and already, it's pretty clear that they're going to steal it, that they are absolutely going to steal the election. They're already trying to. They already have things in place. And of course, ironically, or typically, predictably, they're claiming, Obama came out and said, we know Trump is going to steal the election. What? How? What are you talking about? It's one of the things I struggle with, this whole situation, is like, these people just lie and project, and but just in the most blatant, absurd way, to where you almost feel like a sucker just responding to their lie. It's like exhausting. It's like, it's just annoying. It really is just frustrating. The alacrity with which they will lie, the ease with which they, with no sense of irony, go from telling you that, you know, voter fraud doesn't exist, the whole thing's a conspiracy theory, you're spreading disinformation and should probably be charged and sent to prison for saying such a thing, but also Trump might steal the election. And there's just no like conscious awareness that they're contradicting themselves. There's no shame felt at the hypocrisy. They just lie. And so you're stuck here going, now wait, do we need to point this out? Is it worth it to even try to like explain why what they're saying is a lie? Because my instinct is just to laugh at them, dismiss them, ignore it. But then it's like, but are other people falling for this? I mean, is the wider American public able to see through this? I mean, they should be able to. Maybe the perfect example is what I'm talking about with the NPR story. Could Trump's threats against news outlets carry weight if he wins the presidency. Now, this type of propaganda really only works on low IQ people. I should have just gotten the audio to play it for you, but I'm not going to do that to you. I understand that the reason our audience listens to InfoWars is particularly because we are not NPR, so I don't want to put NPR audio on the airwaves. We don't need to double up that trash. So I guess I'll just read it. It says, Trump has threatened on the campaign trail to jail reporters who won't give up sources of leaks and to strip networks of their licenses for fact-checking him and for other unfavorable coverage. Okay? So you have to ask what you're not hearing. And this is where the low IQ, high IQ thing comes into place. If you are just sitting back and like a dummy, absorbing this and just taking it uncritically, then yeah, I understand why you would think Trump is an insane tyrant. If this was true, if he's talking about pulling the license of established, you know, centuries old news organizations because they fact check him, that's crazy. That would be crazy. That's not what's happening, obviously, but that would be crazy. And if you just accepted this unquestionably, yeah, you'd think he's crazy. You think he's dangerous. He wants to remove the license from news outlets because they fact check him or for other unfavorable coverage. That would be crazy. But does anybody bother to ask the question, what unfavorable coverage? What exactly they consider fact checking? What Trump is even complaining about? Like, they never mention that. They never say what it is that Trump is mad about in the particular clips that they play. Because they'll play a clip of Trump saying, you know, these guys, they have these licenses. It's based on them being truthful. And if they're not true, we need to take their, maybe we'll take their license. And then they frame this as a First Amendment situation. Are we licensed? Is InfoWars licensed? I don't think we're licensed. Nobody's licensed. There's even the concept of being licensed. I'll tell you what they say, and you tell me if you can tell that you're missing some pieces here. And this is IQ. This is how it works. It's pattern recognition, and it's being able to know things without being told them. If you're shown a series of images and one of them's missing, you should be able to fill in what should fit in the series. Right? If you have a little cartoon picture of a little rabbit carrying a cake, and then he's carrying a cake running, and then there's a missing picture, and then he's crying and the cake is on the ground, you can assume that the middle picture there is him tripping or falling, dropping the cake, right? This is literally what IQ is. And people with low IQ can't fill it in. It's crazy. I know I'm trying to explain this to people. If you're listening to this, you're probably high IQ, so you don't need to have it explained. But this begs a explanation for how they get away with this. Former President Trump loves attention from the press, they say, but he also expresses a lot of contempt towards the press, as he did during a recent interview with Bloomberg News. They quote him saying, "What is the Wall Street Journal? They've been wrong about everything. So have you, by the way." On the campaign trail, Trump has suggested that if he regains the White House, he will exact vengeance on news outlets that anger him. Exact vengeance on news outlets that anger him. A stark violation of First Amendment principles. NPR's Dave Fulkenflik reports that the comments come at a time of heightened concern about Trump's more autocratic impulses. So this is just
What First Amendment principles are they talking about?
Oh, we'll get to that. We will get to that. Because, yeah, they talk about First Amendment principles as if he is advocating censorship, which he's obviously not. The left is. And again, we've been through this over and over. I mean, this is just who they are. This is what they do, right? When we talked extensively about Elon Musk and how the left is like infuriated that Elon Musk is basically a Trump partisan. He is. He's a Trump partisan at this point. And they're outraged by this, and they pretend it's hypocrisy for right-wingers to like celebrate Elon Musk being a right-winger. But Elon Musk doesn't censor left-wingers, right? So Elon Musk, Jack Dorsey and these others, they pretend to be nonpartisan. They pretend to be bipartisan. they put on that act while funneling hundreds of millions of dollars exclusively to Democratic charities or organizations. And then they censor right-wingers on their platform blatantly, egregiously, through algorithms, totally crush them, shut them down, get them imprisoned. Like, you see, these are two, like, conflicting spheres. Like the, it's a Venn diagram that doesn't overlap at all. Like, one side is corrupt, is willing and eager to use their power to violate the principles of the First Amendment, to shut down your speech, to impose censorship, while playing the part of just a truth teller, just a nonpartisan, we're just trying to stop hate speech and disinformation. The other side is just like, yeah, I'm a right winger. I love Trump. We need freedom. We need First Amendment. And then they let leftists say whatever the hell they want. Never censor. Don't cooperate with the government to shut down dissidents. It's a stark comparison. So you've got Donald Trump, who was censored, who has been censored massively. He was kicked off of every social media platform on January 6th and not allowed on until Elon Musk purchased X and let him back on. Donald Trump didn't send anybody to jail that didn't deserve it. They're trying to send him to jail. It's just absolutely everything they say. It's exactly what they do. Is it vengeance? Is he exacting vengeance? No. Obviously not. On outlets that anger him. Again, if you just read this and just absorb it for what it is, you get this impression that, you know, Trump just sees some 60 Minutes report about how soybeans are grown, and he just doesn't like the tone of voice. So he's just like, we have to shut it down. Her voice is too